Okay, so this will be the morning practice on our third day together. So settling into your body, settling into your breath. So mindfulness of the body, mindfulness of the mind. So that connection, that interface between mind and body comes through the breath in a traditional mindfulness practice. And we saw the mice yesterday in the animation saying that it could be directed attention anywhere the breath might be affecting your body. But in this case, we're interested as body workers in really getting a sense of the movement of the diaphragm first. And so you can generally, as you settle in, get a sense of how the breath moves your body, moves the tissue from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head. And the trunk of your body becomes a little bit like a gyroscope because you're simply finding the right position in which the breath can have the freedom to move through the body. The diaphragms of the body can have the freedom to distribute that motion and movement through the body evenly, three-dimensionally, from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head. And in the settling process of just becoming mindful of your body, I want to invite you to bring your attention to your eyes and your ears, even the surface of your skin, and allow the sense of the natural world to enter into your body. So with the windows open and the doors open, it's quite lovely. So you may notice sounds and the movement of the air in back of your body. And you may notice sounds and the movement of the air laterally, out to the sides, to the right side and to the left side. All the beautiful sounds that are coming through, the different layers of sound, the sounds that are close, the sounds that are a little bit further away, the sounds that are up in the air. Now there's a movement of air since all the windows and doors are open, and I would like to have you tune into when you feel the air moving. That's typically going to be when primary respiration is changing phases. So we're going to use and cue off of the air movement of the wind, as gentle as it is this morning, and its connection with primary respiration. So really tune in to the surface of your skin. And I know some of you might be in a position in the room where there's less movement of the air, and some of you closer to the doors and windows may be accessing more movement. So just notice that. You might notice the temperature of the air, so you can get temperature variations. Right there, the breeze just picked up a little bit, a very gentle movement. So when we tune in to our perception of the natural world, we want to be receptive to how it's communicating to us. As the cicadas get louder, indicating a phase change in primary respiration. So when you attune to the natural world, when you pay attention to the natural world, it is communicating through primary respiration, through its own language. Another phase change. And you may notice the sensings in your body shifting or changing, perhaps. A certain stillness in your body. A way in which we're being held by the natural world. And as we settle into this contact, it allows us to have a greater sense of wholeness, a greater sense of being held. And there's the movement of the air again, right in tune with primary respiration. So about once a minute, there's a phase change in nature. Obviously when it's more calm, but even when it's not, you can sense these phase changes. It's great in the summer. We can feel the embrace of nature. We can feel how nature embraces us through the air, through the sound of the natural world. The constancy of communication, the language of nature constantly talking with us. And part of that language is that tidal movement of primary respiration. And as we're held by nature, we can very gently bring some of our attention to the movement of our heart. So we've got the diaphragm moving, the air moving, attention to the heart, the world of nature gets more excited. It's a very simple practice of just sensing the motion of your heart. The breath creating space in front of your heart. The breath creating space in back of your heart. The breath creating space on the sides of your heart, on the right side, on the left side. So as we sense this embrace of nature around our body and through our body, we can begin to tune into each other, our own forest right here, our own garden, our own ocean. And shifting the attention so that there's this possibility of primary respiration moving between our hearts, a flow, a tide, a push, a pull, a wonderful breeze that comes in and through us. So the tide shifts between our hearts, held in this embrace of the natural world. So the natural world becomes like the structure of the heart, and we simply become the blood that's moving through the natural world. And some of you are really, really concentrating, so just really soften your attention. Soft, soft attention on the natural world. Soft attention on your body. Soft attention on the movement of your heart, that area in the trunk of your body. And it could be that the push and the pull diminishes and we simply come into a sense of transparency, of just something moving through us, around us. Something opening. Just as gentle as it can be. There's the breeze. And it brings with it the silence, the stillness. So as we deepen together, we can also include the stillness. And in that way, you might begin to sense a connection between the brain and the heart. A connection, a column, a central area of stillness between the brain and the heart. breeze of stillness coming in. Mind is active, just connect with how you're exhaling. Rest your attention out into the natural world. Let the breeze of stillness embrace you, move through you. Let yourself become transparent. And then we'll very gently begin to bring ourselves back. And I would invite you to connect with your breathing so you have a more focused attention on your breath, your diaphragm, your feet. Starting to stretch a little bit, opening your eyes.